Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 14, the funny things that happen in new beginnings. I'm your host, Zurich Flower. How y'all doing on this Positive Thursday? You listeners are in a stage in your life where you are stepping into new beginnings, although it may be uncomfortable, which I can totally relate to, but also finding yourself in some funny predicaments. Ha ha ha, OMG. I got some things to tell y'all. I know it's kind of off the topic, what I'm about to say. Have y'all ever been so tired to the point where you start to hear things? I got off of work after a long, busy day. I goes into my house, and I thought I heard my bird Sammy say, "Hey, Zuri, how you doing?" And then my response, "I'm doing fine. Polly want a cracker?" Funny new beginnings in life can be like a needle in a haystack, but also scary at times. It's like flying. Time is flying by so fast. It's only less than 8 weeks away, this spring. Funny movie beginnings is like a mini movie when you being in the you're being a star in it. Just imagine you're at an amusement park and you decide to go on a roller coaster ride. Imagine that, right? So you go on a roller coaster ride. You never did it before, and two of your closest friends get on a roller coaster with you. I think someone just peed on themselves after getting off the roller coaster ride. See how funny things happen when you're stepping into new beginnings in life? About 2 years ago, when I went to Universal Studios, y'all, in California, in Disney World, my son and daughter was pressuring me to get on one of the biggest roller coasters ever. I was nervous as hell. My knees were shaking like I was about to start the dance, do a dance routine. So me and my silly, scary self gets on a roller coaster. I'm sitting in the middle. My son is on the left side and my daughter is on the right side. When a roller coaster dropped, I was so worried, y'all. The main reason why I was worried was because I was afraid my wig was going to come off. Just imagine that, right? I'm on a roller coaster and my wig just fly off. Or can you imagine that? If that was to happen to you ladies, y'all have your wig on your head, and get hit and it just comes off. Y'all talking about the funny, the laughing stock? OMG. I guess that wouldn't be funny. Oh my gosh, that is so funny. So, there are so many fun things that can happen in each one of our lives and new beginnings when stepping out into new beginnings. I want each one of you listeners to go on a road trip with me. Everyone got their bags packed? All right, let's go. Stop. Our first stop is Australia. Damn, it took us like almost 2 weeks to get here by bus. Hey, y'all, did y'all just see the kangaroos on the left side? Look at the left side of y'all window, whoever's close to the left side. They're packed deep. It's like 20 of them out there. Oh, shoot. They're running towards the bus. Let me burn rubber. That was close. We was about to get our A kicked by a group of kangaroos. Can y'all just imagine that if we had a wrestling match against the kangaroos? That would be super funny, but also weird too. Let me tell you how it would go down if we was fighting against the kangaroos. It would be the first annual fight fest we got. Group A is the kangaroo team. Group B is the Zuri Flower team, which is us. Let's get ready to rumble. The winner is Group B, the Zuri Flower Crew. Yes, we won. Thank you, listeners, for helping me fight against the kangaroos. I know y'all probably like, she is so silly. Gotta use your imagination, right? On the next bus trip stop, we're on our way to the White House. Boo! Psych! No, y'all, we're going to the Big Apple And not only just that, I have tickets for us to attend a Broadway show called Juju and Mio. It's a kind of like a play with Romeo and Juliet with a more funnier twist. And guess who's playing the role of Juju? Me, Zuri Flower. I am so nervous, y'all. My hands are shaking. It's like I'm breakdancing or pop locking or something. So the play starts off like this. Miro says, "Hey, my love Juju, where's my ham sandwich and cold beer?" Juju says, "Miro, you better get in the kitchen, you damn. Get yourself in the damn kitchen and make your own sandwich." "Psych, Miro, I got your ham sandwich right here, my big teddy bear." Oh my gosh, that is so funny. How many mothers on this podcast that's listening on this podcast that remember when they had their first baby and you was in labor for almost about 100 hours in pain? Then after everything is all said and done, the baby is born. Then a year later, you may reflect back on the time of giving birth and how much pain you was in. And then you bust out laughing like you crazy. I remember when I had my first child and I was scared as hell being a parent for the first time. And my daughter was stubborn. She did not want to come out. So I had to get an emergency C-section. The doctor stapled me up with metal staples. And every time I would cough or laugh, my stomach would hurt. But on the second day I was at the hospital, I went to the nursery to see my daughter. And there's a big clear window where you can see all the babies through the nursery. I knocked on the door. The nurse buzzed me in. So I grabbed my baby, my daughter. And as I look up, I see my mom on the other side of the nursery glass window, standing up and nodding off, sleeping. I was laughing so hard, it felt like my staple was going to come open. Now, that was a funny new beginning, seeing my mom standing up, sleeping on the other side of the nursery glass window. Funny new beginnings when starting a new job can be a little nerve-wracking and uncomfortable. I've been there before with career changes. Have you, listeners? I know many of you probably have. And doesn't it make you feel like you're nervous and you have that bubbly feeling inside? And then sometimes, you know, when you warm up to that job position, you may laugh or you may, you know, pray, say, "You know what? Thank you, Lord." You know, and especially like during a time where you may be getting trained and your new boss training you and stuff like that. In the beginning, you're nervous. But also when you start to get everything down packed, you know, you start to laugh about it and you're like, "Okay, I got this. I can do this. I got it." Stepping in funny new beginnings, being yourself. I believe it can be a long journey that can be a struggle for each one of us. I can speak truly from the heart, letting y'all know that it can be a beautiful feeling once you discover who you are and not feel like you have to be defined by others. And understanding that you are special and unique. And for a very long time, it took me a long time to feel comfortable in my own skin. And where I'm at in my life, I'm 90% more comfortable in my own skin more than anything. I'm still on a journey. And I'm grateful and I thank God for giving me the courage and strength to step out more and more to be the person that I know that He's making me to be. For a long time, it felt like I was in a box because I felt like I was letting people's opinions and just stuff like that define who I was. And I consumed myself for years worrying about what others thought about me. And every day I learn from all the things, like life issues, life lessons, the pros and the cons, things that shaped me into the woman that I am today. And sometimes, you know, we can be our worstest critics sometimes. And I can say that for myself. And I know some of you can also, you know, relate with me. But I just want to let each one of you know that for those of you that are stepping into new funny beginnings and stepping out and taking that mask off and truly being who you are, I want to give you a pause for that. And I want to say, keep going. Take it one day at a time. And be who you are because you are special and unique. Don't worry about none of your past mistakes you may have made because we all make mistakes and we're not perfect.
And also, I just want to also say is that, I also want to say is that, you know, taking out the time to celebrate yourself when stepping into funny new beginnings, even the small things that can make you, like, what do you like to do that makes you put a smile on your face? Is it like, for us ladies, we love to get our nails and feet done or go shopping. For you guys, like, I may like to go to a sporting event. I don't know. I know everything is different for everyone. But I just want to say, keep stepping into your truth, your authentic, your true self. And yes, it can be hard and challenging at times. But think about this. Life is so short to be pretending to be something that you're not. And some of the things that we may find ourselves struggling with, and we might think it is people or things, sometimes it's stuff, things that is within ourselves that we haven't healed from. And I believe that once we find that thing, that thing that is bothering us, and we heal from that thing, we can come even more true into who we are. And then start reflecting and start seeing the true, beautiful person that we are, regardless of where we at in our lives. So laugh, smile, and also keep doing what you're doing and stepping into funny new beginnings. It can be uncomfortable. It may not be perfect. But think about this. If it was your last day on earth, what kind of fun and different things will you do? If you only had 24 hours to live, what will you do to live your life in new beginnings in a funny way? What will you do funny to make other people laugh? Like, what will you say to them? It don't just have to just be people that you may know. Maybe people that you may not know that may look like they're down. You could tell a joke or just say a funny kind thing, and you can make them laugh. And they're probably in a new journey of stepping into funny new beginnings. And you know why I say funny new beginnings? Because I know a lot of times when people may think new beginnings and chapters in life, I know it's a different term that people may look at it as and different ways to see it, you know, new beginnings. But I thought about funny new beginnings because it's something like, you know, the old things doesn't reflect, you know, who we are, because we're stepping into new things that make us, you know, want to enjoy life and be happy. And that's what I mean by stepping into new things. Like, for example, you ever did something so like embarrassing and you thought maybe it was like a big deal, you know, like you're like, oh man, I almost fell or whatever. And then you have that aha moment and you think to yourself, you say, you know what? That was kind of funny. And you just start to laugh to yourself like, okay, that was funny. You know, that haven't just happened to me before. You know, stuff like that. Beginnings is a part of life. Change is a good thing. It's okay to laugh. Laughing until you almost pee in your pants. You lose that extra weight for better health. Sing your heart out like you're a professional singer. I also want to ask each one of you is, what is your fun new beginning? If I have a piece of paper, I want to do a brief exercise. Write down anybody that really hurted you that you're still holding on to. Write the names down, that all the people that hurted you the hurt still bothers you. So write that down. Anybody that hurted you that you're still holding on to and you haven't released that. Then also, the second thing I want you to also do is write down the way that the person hurted you. How did they hurt you? And why are you still holding on unforgiveness? And then the third thing is, if you let it go, I'm not saying if you forgive and let the situation go, how would it make you feel? Okay? Now, if you want to step into fun new beginnings, you can't hold on to old baggage. Life is not fulfilling if you're holding on to old things, unforgiveness, things that happened in the past. You can't move forward to any new beginning if you hold on or live in the past. And I had to learn that myself. And I don't want to be honest with each one of you, and I want to be transparent with each one of you, too. I'm still healing from things that have, well, I have gotten 98% better. I'm still learning and I'm still healing from certain things in my life that used to bother me, but it don't longer bother me no more. So now it's like, now if someone hurt me now or say something wrong, I can forgive them fast right away, because I'm learning. I thank God that He has shown me the power of forgiving others, and how when I can, when you can let go of any old baggage, how you can, you know, enjoy life more. You can be in a moment and not the past. And that's what I want to say to each one of you. Let us all laugh into our funny new beginnings. Looking forward and not looking back. Because remember, you never know who's watching you. You never know who you may be inspiring. You're probably like, well, me? Simple me? I'm telling you, everyone has that everybody, I believe this, has some, I mean, it's some person in your lives that you may have a son or a daughter or a cousin or a sister that look up to each one of you. So if they look up to you, it's something special about you. Step in into funny new beginnings when you're trying to change up your hairstyle or try new clothes. Remember when I mentioned in the beginning, everyone, about the spring being here in a couple weeks? So try out, maybe try, like, if you want to try like a new look, look at some different like clothes, like you think that may fit for you, like different colors or makeup, ladies. You know how we love makeup and shoes and sandals. And for you guys, maybe some like new pants, like, you know, like that's different stuff that may make you feel good, that fits for you. So changing up your style is always a funny new beginnings. I know me, y'all. When I was in high school, I used to love to wear makeup. But sometimes when I look at the pictures and I see how much makeup I used to wear, I just be like, oh my gosh, I look like a darn clown. You know how sometimes when you look at your old pictures and stuff like that, you be like, dang, I used to wear that. And you would laugh at yourself like, wow. So try new fashion and funny new beginnings. Try new clothes, shoes, get a new hairdo, makeup. And also funny new beginnings, everyone. When you're trying to eat right, I always talk about health and fitness. That's something else I'm passionate about. I know each one of you, y'all heard my weight loss journey before, some of you. And for those of you who haven't heard it before, at one point in time in my life, I was weighing 224 pounds. In 2017, I had a turning point in my life where I wanted to change my eating habits and my health for the better. And now, back then, I was 224 pounds, and now I'm 158. But the main reason why I lost the weight is because of health reasons. And now I'm a vegan. But things didn't happen overnight. It took time. So it was a process, like a little bit at a time. But when I look at my pictures back when I was 224 pounds, I laugh. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's me, because my face was so big and my cheeks is all puffy. And then when I look at myself now, I'm like, wow, it's like I'm looking at two different people, you know. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, now that was a funny new beginning, you know, looking at myself from back then when I was 224 pounds, and looking at myself right now. Wow, time do fly. Stepping into funny new beginnings when building new relationships and friendships. I feel so, some of you listeners that's in the stages of transformation and, you know, renewing yourselves and everything like that. I know that y'all probably may be thinking and seeing how y'all build relationships in a different way, whether there's love relationships or friendships. And you ever reflect and think about, especially love relationships, you ever been in a relationship before and the person that you're with, you thought they were the love of your life, and then things don't work out. And then when things don't work out, and then after time go by and you think about it and you look at the person picture, you're like, oh my gosh, ew, yuck. I was in love with that person. Now that's a funny new beginning of understanding that that relationship didn't work out for a reason, that, you know, whatever, now that you see things, relationships and love relationships and people and regular relationships in a different way, it's like now you know not to go back to the other funny dumb stuff shit. Oh, I'm so silly, y'all. Step into funny beginnings when you're pushing forward to do the things that makes you happy. And what I mean by that is, for those of you listeners who have a goal, like a business that you're trying to pursue, and no matter what, no matter what obstacles you may face, you still pushing forward towards that goal, I want to say keep going. See, sometimes in life, let me tell you this, especially more so when you're trying to follow things that's within and you're trying to build a brand or a business, it can have funny new beginnings, especially if you're in the beginning stages. You might have to do some really funny, silly things, because I could tell y'all some funny stuff. When I first started my podcast back in 2017, I wasn't doing an audio podcast. I was doing the YouTube videos. So anyway, I was so determined and so passionate about what I'm doing. I would sit in my car and record my podcast. I would go in the bathroom and do it. I would sit in my car. I said it already. I would go into a parking lot where I can get good internet, you know, or to the library, because my internet on my phone wouldn't work. So I would go to the library, or I would sit out with the Wawa parking lot inside my car and use the hotspot so I can be able to record my podcast or do my videos. That's how passionate I am about what I'm doing. So I would do some really silly stuff, y'all. Like, for example, you know how, like, if you recording something, you know how y'all heard some things for you previous listeners. If y'all listen to my previous podcast, you know I use like certain audio clips, like with different sounds and stuff like that. So when I wasn't able to use like an audio clip from YouTube or anything like that, I would just do my own voiceover. Like, for example, like in one of my podcasts, I would talk about my dogs or something like that. And I would go, woof, 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 woof. Because sometimes when you doing different things, you trying to pursue your brand and build, you have to be a jack of all trades. Nobody is not going to put in what you want to do. I mean, nobody's not going to understand your brand and your goals or your dreams. And no one's not going to do it for you. You have to be one to do it for yourself and have that drive and that determination and that strong why, or why you want to do what you want to do. But funny new beginnings in life is so much more, not just about you. It's about people building on things that they know that's true to their heart. And also trying to stay positive in the process and laughing in their new beginnings. Because fear of the unknown is a scary thing. And I had many fears that I had to face. And I still have a little bit of fears of doing different things. But once I step out and I just do it, you know, it just, and I walk in faith because I know God didn't give me the spirit of fear. You know, you're going to feel that. Of course, when you're doing something new, you're going to feel uncomfortable and at ease. But once you step out and you just do it, you know, it just all just comes together like a bake. When you're baking a cake, you mix it, you put the eggs in there, you put the oil, you put the water, and then you mix it in a blender. And then once it's done, you put the cake in a pan. You put it in the oven. The cake is done. Take it out. You put the icing on there. Bam, there you go. I am so happy to know that this Positive Thursday have inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others, everyone, because there is powers in the numbers. And also, I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast. You can send me a message on this podcast. And you can email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com. And you can connect with me and follow me on Twitter at Zoe Flower Twitter, and follow me on Instagram, Zoe Flower 8 Instagram, and subscribe on my YouTube page, Zoe Flower YouTube page. I really would greatly appreciate that. And y'all have a super rest of the best rest of the week. And remember, new beginnings can be so much fun. Have a super blessed week, everyone. Talk to you next Positive Thursday.